Leith Festival Podcast Network, hosting a range of shows from food and drink, healthy living, music, and so much more. Supported by the Cora Foundation Enabling Neighbourhoods and Communities grant, the Cora Foundation helps improve the lives of individuals and communities experiencing disadvantage all across Scotland and in developing countries.
Healthy living in Leith.
Welcome to Healthy Living in Leith, your podcast for exercise ideas and local inspiration from Griffin Fitness, direct from Edinburgh's port that is Leith. Today we're going to talk about HIIT, and HIIT is short for High Intensity Interval Training. Yes, there's two I's in there. So it's a form of interval training that's at a high intensity. What this means is that you get your heart rate up quite high. It might be beyond what feels comfortable, and you do it in intervals. So you do a short period of exertion and then a rest and recover and then more exertion and rest, etc., etc. You get the idea. So as I say, HIIT is not for everybody. If you feel uncomfortable about getting your heart rate up high, that's absolutely fine. You don't need to do it. We do have some easier workouts. In episode one, there's an energizer workout that's a nice gentle workout. In an episode two of this podcast, we have a stretching workout. But today we're going to look at HIIT just for something a little bit different. And the advantages of high intensity interval training is you can get it done really quickly. And that's the idea. Go really quick. It burns calories quite quickly. It drops your blood sugar levels. So if you're pre-diabetic, it's a really good form of exercise for you to choose. And it also just wakes you up a bit. So if you're not sure about this workout, what to do is to listen to it through and then to see what you think. And you can also do it at your own pace. And with any exercise program, there's always options. So it's absolutely fine to choose an easier option or an option you feel more comfortable in. With, for instance, if you've had a knee replacement, you probably don't want to jog on the spot. So you can march on the spot or you can do something else. So with any exercise program, you really need to work to what you feel comfortable with. And I should say, from personal and professional experience, younger people do tend to enjoy high intensity interval training. The older we get, the slower we tend to move, which doesn't mean that you shouldn't do high intensity interval training. It's just to say that you don't have to. So the difference between high intensity interval training and other forms of cardio is this. High intensity interval training is where you work at what's called the anaerobic glycolysis, which is where you're basically using up more oxygen than you're breathing in. So that's why it's a very short duration. You couldn't do it forever. You'd probably fall over. So the more common type of aerobic exercise, and certainly the one I recommend all of my clients do, is low intensity steady state cardiovascular. So that's where you're getting your heart rate up a little bit and holding it there for longer. So low intensity cardiovascular exercise takes a little bit longer to do, ideally be out for about half an hour or so, whereas high intensity interval training you can get it over and done with 5 minutes. They both have different benefits and they both have different attractions. If you'd like to know more about the low intensity cardio training, actually listen to episode two of this podcast where we go through that. But for today, we are going to have a bash at high intensity interval training. Yay! So I need to let you know that this music was especially written for this podcast by Andy Wright, who is the producer of the podcast as well. How we're going to do it is there's a little bit, well, there's not really a warm up. So you might want to start marching on the spot around about now and just get yourself moving. Because basically we will have intervals that are around 30 seconds each. And in each interval, you're to try a different high intensity exercise. So for instance, the first interval is jogging. As I say, if you've had a knee replacement or you're a bit got sore legs, just do marching on the spot. Absolutely fine. The second interval is star jumps, also known as jack jumps. Interval three is the shuffle, and whatever shuffle you want to do, you can shuffle your feet forwards and backwards, side to side. You can even do the twist. Interval number four is a leg curl where you kick your butt. It's also known as a hamstring curl. And the last interval is an all and all out sprint. There is a brief rest in between each interval where you can catch your breath and maybe have a sip of water. But that is the format of the workout that is to come. So if you're already getting warmed up, just keep on moving and stay tuned for the workout.
Healthy living in Leeds.
Here's the high intensity workout. There's five different intervals, all of which will be marked with a bike bell at the beginning and at the end. So get yourself ready for the first interval, which is jogging on the spot. Here we go. So jogging on the spot, pulling back with your arms. You can march on the spot if you prefer, but the idea is to get yourself your heart rate up nice and high and push yourself for this interval. So just keep running, keep jogging. Knees are nice and high and the elbows pulling back. Keep sprinting. You've only got a few more seconds. Wait for the bike bell or keep running. Here we go. Time for a breather. Catch your breath. Take a few deep breaths. Get ready for interval number two, which is star jumps. And the bike bell will tell you to start. Now, here we go. So we're jumping out to the side. Star jumps, or jack jumps as they're also known. Have your arms going up and out and your feet are jumping out to the side. If you prefer a low impacted version, you can do one foot, then the other foot, like a bit of a sidestep. Or just keep jumping, keep moving those arms, keep jumping. We've got a bike bell coming in a minute, but keep on jumping and getting ready for the bike bell. Here we go. It's time for another breather. You're nearly halfway through the workout. You're doing brilliantly. So get ready for interval number three, which is a bit of a shuffle. Ready for the bike bell? Here we go, shuffle. So you can either switch your feet, one foot in front of the other. It's quite fun doing this on laminate. Or you can just shuffle around the room however you want. Just get your heart rate up and get moving really quick. Keep shuffling. Right, remember to swing your arms as well and shuffle around really quick. You're nearly done this interval. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. And the bike bell's coming up. Time for another breather. You've got two more intervals left. The next interval is a leg curl. And with a leg curl, you kick your butt by bending your knee. Are you ready? Time for a leg curl. Really quick. Kick your butt. One leg, then the other. This can be a low impact or high impact version. If you want high impact, add a bit of a jump. Keep kicking, keep kicking. It's also known as a hamstring curl. You're working into the back of the thigh, stretching out the knee, pulling through with the arms. Keep curling that leg. It's a leg curl. You're nearly there. Keep kicking your butt. And time for your last breather before the last interval. The last interval is going to be a sprint. So however you choose to do it, really push yourself for this last little bit. Here we go, we're sprinting. Sprinting like Usain Bolt as fast as you can. Get your arms moving, get your legs moving, going really, really, really quick. This is the last interval. After this, you get to relax. So just keep sprinting. You can run around the room if it's safe. Or you can march on the spot, but really push yourself just for this little bit. You're nearly there. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And wait for the bike bell. Well done, you are done. That was a high intensity interval workout. So you might feel like sitting down right now, but just stay standing up and moving about to let your heart rate drop down a bit. Maybe grab a glass of water. You might like to do a few stretches as well before you resume your day. A cool down is really important when you've done some interval training, just to let your system return back to normal. So just take a few deep breaths. Might want to give your arms a bit of a shake, give your legs a little bit of a shake. enjoy the fact that you've just done a high intensity interval training workout. Yes, you have. A little bit of a stretch before you continue on your day. You did brilliantly. Well done. Thank you for joining me.
Healthy living in Leeds.
So now we're to the interview section of the podcast, and I love walking and talking and catching up with people. It's my favourite way of actually having a conversation is walking at the same time. in Edinburgh, wind can be an issue. You'll hear in the segment that's to come up. I'm interviewing Phil Rainford, who is a local leather who runs a charity called Safer by Sound. We met and we went for a walk around Restalrig, which is just near Leith. And when Phil refers to, it's just opposite Tesco, of course, he's a local. It's at the bottom of Easter Road, which is in Leith, in Edinburgh, in Scotland. Just to give you a bit of context. So here's the interview. So here we are walking along the Restalrig path, and I'm joined by Phil.
Hello.
Hello, what a lovely day it is today, isn't it?
Absolutely beautiful, yeah. I've got my shades on.
Yeah, and your
the
hat.
The sun's so bright.
Yeah, the sun's bright.
And my hat and about six layers because it's so cold.
Yeah, I remember saying to my father, it's 3 degrees here. And he's like, 3 degrees? He's in Australia. He just couldn't get the temperature.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is the segment of the show where I chat to a local Leith person about their favourite walk. So, Phil, we are on a walk as we speak at the moment.
Yes.
Where are we going?
We're just on the circular route that goes from opposite, more or less opposite Tesco's car park, and it goes around back into the Leith Links.
I call it the Restalrig Park.
Yeah, I just call it the circular because it's like a semicircle. And for somebody like myself who's a bit older and not, you know, legs are a bit doddery, it's quite flat. And it's a nice little walk, and it's about a mile and a half, and it just gets you out and about. And
it's off-road, isn't it?
In the fresh air, and it's off-road. There's no traffic noise, very little.
I've just seen a cyclist walk.
The only thing you have to watch out for is cyclists my age in Lycra who think they're on, who are living out their fantasy of being in the Tour de France.
Oh, yeah, there's always them.
But during the week, that's not so much a problem. At the weekend, it is. You know, I've had to pull up a few pensioners of my age.
You ring your bell. So the path leaves from...
Not
Easter.
Even ringing the bell. They just go at like 50 miles an hour.
Oh, no.
And it's like madness on the, you know, because there's kids and dogs and...
It's a well-used path.
It's a well-used path.
Yeah, it goes.
So fellow cyclists, because I'm a cyclist as well, fellow cyclists, please... Please consider other people on the
slow down, ring your bell.
Slow down.
And if you see a dog, slow right down, because
yes,
they probably will run after your bike.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Phil, you are involved in Safer by Sound, which is a local organisation in Leith.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about it?
We've been going a few years now. What we do is we've got sort of musicians who are volunteers, and we've got actors who are volunteers, and dancers who are volunteers, and we set up little workshops sometimes it's just drumming, sometimes it's a few guitar lessons, sometimes it's keyboard, sometimes a bit of acting lessons.
So it's performance, is it?
It's performance, and basically all it is to give people who are maybe in recovery from drugs and alcohol, who've been self-isolating, not because of lockdown, but have been self-isolated before, basically because, you know, they're drinking at home or they're taking drugs at home and they need to rehabilitate into society, you know. And also people on our board, everyone on our board is either in recovery from drugs and alcohol, has a disability of some sort, or has a mental health issue of some sort. And we set it up that way because although there are a lot of organisations get funding, we're getting their programmes from on high, so to speak. And I'm not saying you know, people are not well-meaning and everything, but they don't have these disabilities or have been through or own recovery from drug addiction or have a mental health issue.
So the people organising it can
we can identify, you know.
And you're helping
all identify with
people a platform just to perform and express themselves, really.
I'm also a stroke survivor, so to speak, you know. But that was 13 years ago, but it took me a good few years to get over the stroke.
It can be very isolating.
It is very isolating.
So that's an amazing thing that you're doing with Safer by Sound.
Yeah.
How can people find out more?
We have a Facebook page.
That's Safer by Sound.
Just called Safer by Sound. And we also have a web page, which is saferbysound.com.
Oh, fabulous. And did you say that there was a performance planned?
Yeah, what we do is generally the workshops are like once a week for 6 weeks. And we'd say, I'd say to anybody that wants to perform, you know, fancy performing. If they don't want to, it's fine, you know, but they can be members of the audience, you know.
Yeah, fabulous. And you've got an event coming up at the end of February.
At the end of February. We don't know the exact date.
They're generally once a month
at the end, usually the last Friday or Saturday of the month. But we'll get it out 2 weeks before.
So I don't know if you listeners can hear, it's got quite windy. We're actually powering along the Restorig path. We've just passed the allotments, and it's a lovely sunny day, and I'm really enjoying my walk with Phil. So, Phil, thank you for your time, and shall we just keep on walking then?
Yes, we shall.
Okay, cheers, listeners.
Healthy living in Leeds.
Leeds Festival Podcast Network. If you'd like to know more about Leith Festival, simply visit leithfestival.com. You can also hit the support button to make a donation or find out about volunteering opportunities and other ways that you can help us to help the community.